Morning Watch, The Intrinsic Significance of Gideon as God's Valiant Warrior, Week 8, Monday, Related Verses, Judges 6, verse 12. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him and said to him, Jehovah is with you, valiant warrior. Revelations 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Isaiah 50, verses 4 through 5. The Lord Jehovah has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to sustain the weary with the word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as an instructed one. The Lord Jehovah has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. Exodus 21, verse 6. Then his master shall bring him to God, and shall bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 9. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider being equal with God a treasure to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. James 1, verse 19. You know this, my beloved brothers, but let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Related reading. The intrinsic significance of Judges is first the secret of Gideon's success and then the secret of his failure. Gideon, a marvelous judge who was called by Jehovah in a very particular way, was successful because of four things. First, he listened carefully to the word of God, something that was rare among the children of Israel at that time. Second, Gideon obeyed God's word and acted on it. Although our angle and position may be right, we still may not have the proper ear to hear. Revelation 1 emphasizes seeing, and chapters 2 and 3 emphasize hearing. In spiritual things, seeing depends on hearing. The writer of Revelation first heard the voice and then saw the vision. If our ears are dull and cannot hear, then we cannot see. The Jews would not hear the word of the Lord, so they could not see what the Lord was doing according to the New Testament. The Lord always wants to open our ears to hear his voice, that we may see things according to his economy. The dull ears needs to be circumcised. The sinner's ears need to be cleansed with the redeeming blood and anointed with the Spirit. To serve the Lord as priests, we must have our ears cleansed with the redeeming blood. According to Revelation, as the Spirit is speaking to the churches, we all need an opened, circumcised, cleansed, and anointed ear to hear the Spirit's speaking. Hebrews 5, verse 8 tells us that the Lord's obedience was learned through suffering. True submission is found when there is still obedience in spite of suffering. A man's usefulness is not in whether he has suffered, but in whether he has learned obedience in suffering. Only those who are obedient to God are useful. If the heart is not softened, the suffering will not go away. Our way is a way of manifold sufferings. A man who yearns after ease and enjoyment is of no use. We must all learn to be obedient in sufferings. When the Lord came to the earth, he did not bring obedience with him. Rather, he learned it through sufferings. The law's righteous requirement is not consciously kept by us through our outward endeavoring, but spontaneously and unconsciously fulfilled in us by the inward working of the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life is the Spirit of Christ, and Christ corresponds with the law of God. This spirit within us spontaneously fulfills all the righteous requirements of the law through us when we walk according to him. There are two aspects of the law, the aspect of the letter and the aspect of the spirit. The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6. If our attitude in coming to the law is to care only for the commandments and letters, we will have the law in the aspect of the killing letter. However, if we take every part of the law, all the commandments, ordinances, statutes, precepts, and judgments, as the word breathed out by the God whom we love, we will have the law in the aspect of the life-giving spirit. The function of the law also has two aspects. On the negative side, the law exposes man's sin and subdues sinners before God. It also guards God's chosen people in its custody that they might be conducted to Christ. On the positive side, as God's living testimony, the law functions to minister the living God to his seekers, and as God's living word, the law functions to dispense God himself as life and light unto those who love the law.